USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors say President Trump would have likely faced obstruction of justice charges if he wasn't president of the United States. The Washington Post is reporting on a bipartisan statement signed by more than 370 former prosecutors that rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's assertion that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. The House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department rejecting a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller, a subpoena also calling for all underlying evidence in the report. Police in Sri Lanka say everyone involved in the deadly Easter bombings is either dead or in custody now. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.